You and yours has been told that some further education colleges could go bust. They have huge debts and government policy has been changed to allow colleges in England to go bankrupt. New college developments that have cost many millions of pounds are already closing, making teachers redundant, and they say that students will be affected. A million more pupils go on from school to further education colleges than go to universities in Britain, so what happens to these colleges really matters. Our reporter Harry Kretschmer has been looking into it. He told me what he found.
Well, for years now, money has been tight for the around 200 further education colleges in England, many of them with thousands of students and hundreds of staff. Unlike funding for schools, funding for FE wasn't protected after the financial crisis, and it fell 45% in real terms between 2009 and 2018. That's according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies. All the while, costs like wages have been rising, and college leaders have just written to the government about it. And until now, the government had been keeping colleges basically afloat with emergency loans.
But not anymore then?
No, there was an emergency bailout fund of £700 million, but the government's now stopped that. And crucially, the Department for Education has now started allowing colleges to fail financially. Since further education colleges were founded in the 90s, there's been no mechanism for them to go bust. But now there is. They can go into administration like any other business, as Nick Linford, editor of the further education magazine FE Week, explains.
There are just under 200 further education colleges in England, and around 15% of those are technically in some form of government intervention because their finances are in such a poor state that they've needed essentially bailouts from the government. They would call them in often restructuring funds because they come sometimes with strings attached that they need to review their business model and make changes. But essentially, in terms of the scale, we're talking about 15% of colleges that can't really operate on standard funding alone. They're needing additional propping up. I think what's different now in particular is the government have really lost patience with some of the bailouts, and some of those have got very large, particularly for some of the big merged colleges. The scale of financial problems are really being exposed, often by rebuilding programmes, big expensive rebuilding programmes with big loans from banks. Banks have lost patience, the government have lost patience. And so what's really changing now is a new regime being put in place by the government, new legislation required to look at whether or not some of these colleges might need to close, essentially, under an insolvency regime.
And this new approach then by the government to colleges' finances, it's starting to have an effect.
That's right. Last month, Hadlow College, a big agricultural education group in Kent, became the first FE college to go into administration. At the moment, classes there are still going on while administrators look for someone to take over. But we've been told about other colleges now selling off campuses to balance the books. Last week, one of the biggest college businesses in the UK, the RNN Group, said it had no alternative but to cut staff numbers. And another big group, BMET in the Midlands, is closing its new campus in Stourbridge. It cost millions to build. Two lecturers there that I've spoken to think money was wasted on buildings and students are going to pay the price. They were worried about speaking out, so their words are spoken by our producers.
When our college merged, they were into flash new buildings costing millions. They looked absolutely brilliant, but now we're closing. Students have been given questionnaires, but they've got no choice really. They're being transferred to other colleges anyway. Students say, given the option, they'd much rather stay. It's going to put a lot of extra time on their journeys, and a lot of the little villages we cater for have poor public transport.
The problem with the place we're going to be transferred to, apart from travel time, is the classrooms. They're smaller, there's no windows and poor ventilation. There isn't even a library. The students will have to go somewhere else for that. Plus, there's already students there. And that means bigger class sizes when we come, and even more hours for us. I don't want to burn out.
And we should say BMET, which owns Stourbridge College, it's told us in response that students will continue to have access to good quality education and training, and in the majority of cases, students won't have to travel further, they say.
What are the government saying about the whole picture in the sector?
Well, the recent report for the government on funding for higher education, the Augar Review, that called for an urgent injection of £1 billion into the sector. And it drew attention to the fact that the government currently spends £8 billion a year on the 1 million students at university, but only around £2 billion on the more than 2 million students in further education. The Department of Education, well, they told us they're very aware of the funding challenges facing the sector and are looking very carefully at this in the run-up to the next spending review. But that might be postponed until next year.
Harry Kretschmer. David Hughes can speak for the FE sector. He's the Chief Executive of the Association of Colleges. David Hughes, welcome to you and yours. Why have further education colleges done all this new building and saddled themselves with so much debt?
Well, quite simply, they were asked to and they needed to, because the estate, the accommodation they were in the sort of early 2000s was just not fit for purpose. So they were encouraged to by government at a time when everyone thought funding was going to increase. The credit crunch hit in around about 2008. Funding went backwards. And as Harry just said, the IFS has said college income has gone down by 45% over 10 years. There's no way any sector can survive that without some damage. And the damage, as your piece shows really clearly, it has hit students, it's hit staff, it's hit college campuses. The government really does need to invest and to step up. And, the Prime Minister herself set up this review, which very clearly said the sector needs a massive injection of cash, both revenue to fund more learners, but also capital to put the estate right.
Another part of your problem now is that student numbers are falling, so that colleges have less money coming in. Some of that is poor quality teaching, isn't it? Word gets round.
No, I don't think so. The numbers have gone down because the funding has gone down. So,
well, not necessarily. I mean, a lot of further education colleges, for example, do apprenticeship training, don't they? And the apprenticeship training scheme was launched with great fanfare. Numbers are trailing off, and the thought is it's because some of the teaching just isn't up to scratch.
I don't think that's true. There was the drop in numbers of apprentices was simply because the government made lots of changes in one go, and it wasn't about college teaching quality at all. The teaching quality in colleges has been going up year by year. We've lost 1 million learning opportunities for adults over the last 10 years. That's every year. That's 1 million adults every year not getting the chance to improve their skills, just at the time when Brexit and all that mess means that employers are really finding it hard to fill vacancies. So this is a really big structural problem for the economy. The next Prime Minister will have to put it right. The next Chancellor will want to put it right, because productivity has dropped and employers need skilled people.
In the meantime, though, we heard there about the RNN group of colleges cutting staff now that the bailout fund has closed. Perhaps the sector should have taken steps to reduce costs a lot sooner.
They've reduced costs massively. This is a sector that's had to kind of really downsize and get much more efficient. And sadly, and it is sadly, and it's the last resort, it employs lots of people. 65% of its costs are about people. If you cut 45% of its income, sadly, one of the things that suffers is people have to lose their jobs. And that's what colleges have done all over the place. And the RNN group is just one more that is just in a position that the government's put it into. It wants to provide a better service to its community. It could do so much more for the young people and adults in its district if the government invested properly.
Nothing's going to happen quickly, is it? Whatever the government makes of its own report on education funding.
Well, I think what, again, sadly, what Brexit has done is it's diverted all sorts of ministerial attention. We should be in the middle of discussions about spending for the next 3 years, but all we're talking about is the Conservative Party leadership and Brexit. What we need to do is the government needs urgently to put some cash into colleges to get staff pay back to where it should be, to provide more opportunities for adults, to get the skills that employers are crying out for. And as the Prime Minister's own report said independently, put some capital in to make sure the buildings are fit for purpose.
David Hughes, thank you for coming on.